that was a good one.
One of the best ever right here. Little pour.
Little clinky clink.
Little clinky clink. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, I know we're late, everybody, but welcome back to Whiskey Friday Podcast.
On a Saturday.
Can we explain what happened on Friday?
You can. I wasn't there. I didn't go.
Well, you were still doing something on a Friday, though.
Yeah, I had to work.
You had to work. You worked late. But what did you do Friday night? What did you do last night?
What did I do last night?
Hang out with your brother-in-law?
No. Tammy left before I came home.
Oh, what?
The kids went to bed. They were dicks. That's why Tammy left.
So I went to Patriot Rob's 16-year-old birthday party. Went and hung out there for a little bit. Came back home. I was like, hey, Mike, you want to hang out? You want to do the podcast? He said, yeah. I haven't gotten much time with my wife. I want to hang out with her, which is what a good husband does.
No.
Which I loved, by the way. Like, that text was just like, this is why I have good friends. It was, honestly.
Yeah, Tammy even asked. She's like, you can go. And I'm like, no, I said I told him, you know, give me a half hour or so.
Yeah,
so
I need some Tammy time.
And she was like, oh, okay. And then when you text me, I was like, oh.
Well, I got home.
I guess everything hit him at once because he's done.
Well, I got home. It didn't really hit me like I told you. I kind of threw you a little line. But I was like sitting there, like everything, getting the kids to bed, all this stuff. And Christina goes, do you have to do the podcast? And I was like, well, I figured I'd just do it. Like, I'll do it in 45 minutes. I'll be back. And she looks at me and she goes, I shaved tonight. And I was like, yeah, we're done. I'm going to text Mike right now. We're done. Like, it's it. So, like, I was like, all right, we'll do it tomorrow. And I text you, and I was like, hey, can we do it tomorrow?
Yeah, that was fine with me.
Yeah.
I was tired last night, yeah. too. It was a long day.
You've been working long weeks now. You are a working man now.
So last paycheck was 121 hours.
So,
like 14 days.
All right. So, because the podcast knows who you are and where you've been. From being a contractor to now, you're working way more hours.
Way more hours.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. The money's better.
Is it way better?
Yeah.
Exponentially?
Let's just say in 2 weeks as a contractor, I would make like $800. $830. My check I got paid on Friday was $1,900.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, like, made $1,000 more in 2 weeks than I would there.
I talked to one of the managers there. $40,000 in a week.
Yeah.
Not in a week.
In a month.
In a month.
We had a one guy up there that cleared, after taxes, cleared $32,000 in a month. After taxes.
Are you ready for that?
Dude, if I don't think I could do that. This guy's a killer.
No. I honestly, we've talked about this. We've talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
You have what it takes.
I do.
You have what it takes. Very easily. I don't.
Just right now, that's not my job. So I could never get to that.
Not right now. Not right now.
Like if I moved positions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably do it.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Would you want to, though? Because here's the thing, is it's the late nights.
Yeah, and I've had a couple of them. You know,
you've had a few nights where you don't eat dinner.
Or I didn't get home till 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and you don't eat.
Something was going on.
You don't eat dinner.
Yeah. I don't know. The money's good, but I don't know if, you know, and that's the hard thing. Like, you know, a lot of these guys are working Saturdays and taking a Tuesday off.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have kids, like young kids. Like, I like my Saturdays off.
Yeah.
You know?
You like your weekends.
I like my weekends. I like being able to spend like...
That was one of the biggest things from going to a contractor.
Yeah. I like being able to spend like 2 full days with my kids.
Yeah.
And if I like once, if it changes, then it's like going to be like, I'll have a Tuesday off or a Wednesday and then a Sunday. And it's like, yeah. I hate split days off because it feels like you don't even have a day off.
Yeah. You've been there.
Yeah.
You've been there. I've been You've there. Already played that game, all that yeah. stuff.
I don't know. We'll find out. It's not. I mean, I like the job. I like not.
Did you?
I like not being out in the sun.
Even think about putting in for Mike's old job.
I have. I've talked to Tammy about it, and she's like, "Well,
is it still open?"
I checked it last night. It was. But
what do you think?
I don't know. Tammy's like, "You need to fucking make up your mind."
4 days a week.
You fucking change jobs more than I change my underwear.
You'll be working for Mike Montgomery.
I know. I don't know.
And I don't know if anyone knows, but the Montgomerys are fucking great people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone on here has met any of the Montgomerys.
What was that? Say something?
It's just that they're a family here in town that are just fucking amazing people.
Yeah, they are.
They're great people.
God.
I don't know what it is. But... You'll be working for them.
Yeah.
And you'll be doing what you love and learning the bigger portion of things.
Yeah. But.
You want to know what my personal opinion is? Hmm. You need to do it. Hmm? You haven't. Yeah.
So. I need to sit down and feel him out.
Well, you better do it before it gets filled.
I know. I'll talk to him on Monday, probably.
You think? No, he's not going into work on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
He's going to Tuesday. Fisher tomorrow.
That's right, tomorrow. Tuesday, then I'll talk to him.
Yeah. I mean, do it. I mean, he's an open person.
I know he is.
He's gonna get mad. I know that. Right?
Yeah.
He's gonna get pissed.
I know.
That's the thing you gotta get over.
Yeah.
Is that the... He's gonna get a little irritated.
Yeah.
But you gotta look at him in the eye and be like, this is what's best for me.
Yeah.
I tried it. I don't like it.
It's not that I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's just different.
I think you're amazing at it.
I am good.
Well, because I told Rob and Matt today. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we gotta try this. Oh, what are we having? This is the Manhattan. Okay. So we don't know what this is because Case Luna put this in a bottle that we in a Pioneer, John Bowman Pioneer bottle. But it's a Manhattan mix that we haven't had. But we don't know what to say about it. So we're just going to drink it and see what they...
Smells good.
It actually does smell really good.
Wow, that was a big gulp for you. You're feeling it. Feeling good.
I'm feeling good. Like I should. I don't want to sing that song because it reminds me too much of Bad Times.
It's actually not bad.
It's not. Could you drink this on ice on the river, though?
No.
No. No. It's almost too hard, right?
Not all day.
No.
I could definitely drink it by the pool, though.
Just sitting?
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
It's not.
So what I'm going to title this one is Unknown, and then give it a rating.
Unknown Manhattan.
Unknown Manhattan, yeah. I like it. Yeah, because, like, what we're drinking out of a John J. Bowman bottle, Pioneer Spirit. We've had this whiskey before, which we actually really loved.
Yeah, that actually was a good whiskey.
But she put this whiskey in this bottle. It was an empty bottle. I don't know why she poured it in here. It was when they were out of town and they just like had to pour it in a bottle, whatever. They poured it in a bottle. That was Rubble just farted, by the way. Rubble, you're disgusting. So I wanted to talk about great work, Democrats, right?
Oh, all right. I saw that.
All right. So year to date, homicide increases. Okay. Let's talk about this. 22% in Chicago, right? Chicago homicides
are high.
Anyways. There's been a 22% increase.
Not as bad as I thought it would have been.
No, that's actually normal. I honestly think that's. People are killing each other all the time there.
Yeah, that's true.
So 22% increase is actually a pretty good increase.
That's why they call it Chirac.
Chirac, yeah. They have for a long time, too. You're absolutely right. L.A., 26%. New York City, 22% homicide increase. Philadelphia, 38%. Austin, Texas, 50%, which is fucking crazy. Scotty closed all three rings. Good for you, Scotty. Fucking weirdo. What are you doing up right now, bro? All right. Minneapolis, 113%, which with everything going on with the George Floyd shit, blah, blah, blah. Understandable, right? Everything's doubled. Cool. Here's the kicker. Portland.
Oh, go to Oakland first.
Oh, you want Oakland?
Yeah. We'll save the best for last.
Okay. Oakland. 132% increase in homicides.
So, like, if they had 200 homicides last year, that means they've had
460-something?
Yeah,
460. 132%. I mean, I'm guessing 460. Do you think these motherfuckers should shut the fuck up and let the police do what they do?
Well, this is year to date because of defunding the police in these cities.
Yes, and that's what we're going to talk about. Exactly. Now, here is the number that just doesn't make sense.
It does, though. After I thought about it, it makes a lot of sense on why that number is so high.
So Portland, 800% increase. And you said you saw this.
Yeah.
So you already know.
Yeah.
You've already been sitting there thinking about, like, how the fuck do they get that high? 800% increase on homicides. We're not talking suicides here. We're not talking people killing themselves. We're talking other people killing other people. So if you had 100 people killing other people, now you have 800 people killing 100 people. So why, like, what do you think?
Well, Portland, it's...
I know, you're sitting back, you're just like...
Portland, you gotta think it's... I mean, look at what happened in Portland during the unrest last year. They shut down like 6 city blocks in downtown Portland.
Yeah.
Created the Chaz Zone or whatever they called it.
During the unrest of George Floyd.
Yeah.
Even after the pandemic and all that shit. Yeah.
And they were... You know, they were... People were dying in the Chaz Zone. Because they weren't letting law enforcement in, and then they were calling the cops.
They were calling the cops to make sure they were safe.
Yeah, when something would happen. Mm-hmm. You're like, that doesn't make sense.
Yes.
You burnt our precinct to the ground in downtown Portland.
You tried to kill federal cops.
And now you want us to come help you.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. But I look at it this way. I say it all the time. If everybody in this world was smart, this world would be a very boring place.
So let me ask you something. In this time right now, if you were gonna, like, you've seen the show Good Girls?
I don't know.
Good Girls is like old show on CBS. It's,
I don't think so.
Okay. So what I'm like asking is, if you were, these girls were like bored, but they were all in a tough spot. There were three girlfriends.
Oh, these were the ones that like started robbing people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay. I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've never watched like the whole thing.
So their first thing is like, they all got bored. They were like, hey, we can rob the store that I work at.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the girls worked at the store. We can rob the store. They robbed it. They robbed the wrong store because the store was like messing with money from like a gangster, all this stuff. But these girls got bored.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is like, if you wanted to rob, like say you got desperate enough, you needed money and wanted to rob a place, why would you not go to Portland to rob a place?
Yeah.
I would drive all the way there and I would pretty much think I'm getting away scot-free. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
The cops aren't doing anything there. There's barely any cops left there in the first place.
Yeah, a lot of them have...
They're gone.
A lot of them have quit.
No, well, they've relocated.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of them have quit and just...
Relocated.
Said, fuck it, we're going to go somewhere else.
We're going somewhere else. So why would you even stay there? Hey. Yeah, you stay here, Bubba. I know. Everyone's over there.
Lay down.
Partying.
Lay down.
You're being a good boy right now. You are being a good boy. So, like, would Sit. It not be...
Sit.
Would you not just, like, go to Portland and just rob a store right now?
Yeah.
I'm honestly thinking, like, me and you could go do that right now. Easy.
Let's do a turnaround trip. Let's drive up there, drive back.
It's a full day's work, but for how much money?
I don't know, man. We'd have to hit, like, couldn't just, like, rob, like, a grocery store or something.
Yeah.
You'd have to, like, go big. Like, you'd have to go to a bank.
I feel the banks now in Portland are not holding as much as they should because they know, right? They're holding less.
And then not only that, you rob a bank. Now it's federal, so now you have, like, the FBI looking for you.
Yeah, that's true. A nice little, like, couple getaways.
Dispensary.
Yes.
A lot of cash in there.
Yeah, tons of cash.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's cash business.
But here's the deal. Is because we're both military, we would go on their military side. Because you try to fucking half-ass rob a dispensary, they have guns.
Yeah.
Because they've been told to get guns.
Yeah, they have security guards.
Yeah.
That are probably prior military.
But we would totally put those security guards down. And not in a bad way. We would, like, sneak up next to them and be like, hey, one chance. Put your gun down. Get on the ground. Hey.
Or you use, like, rubber bullets.
I caught the better of you. Yeah. No, military knows military. If I'm standing there and I'm, like, guarding a place and someone comes up and puts their shit in behind my back and says, hey, military knows military, I'd be like, fuck, dude. You got me, dude.
Yeah.
You got there before I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Relax.
Relax. Yeah, they had a party over there.
I found out.
Is Randy alive?
Wendy's brother died. That's why everybody's here.
Oh, man.
I saw it on... Well, Tammy told me about it, and then I saw it on Facebook. So I think all their kids from California came in.
Well, that's terrible. So, Wendy's brother?
Brother.
Was he Democrat?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. All right. So, Gavin Newsom, tweeted this.
That he's resigning?
California is launching 116.5 million giveaway for vaccinated Californians. 15 million in cash prizes for 10 winners selected, 6 out of 15.
Is that the one with the doctor? That tweet, was that the one with the doctor?
What do you mean?
There was one that said that California, I read one that California was giving away money, and a doctor was like, huh, it's weird that governments have to give you monetary like compensation to get you a vaccine. That
was it. Never before in medicine have I seen a government offer cash prizes in exchange for receiving a vaccination. Yeah. Why would a state government try to coerce your healthcare decisions with cash?
Yeah. Yes. I saw that.
Yes.
And then there's other states that are like offering. Who was it?
Is this not the most disgusting thing you've ever seen?
Yeah. Who was it? I think it was New York.
I got to take a piss.
I think it was New York was saying like they were offering like.
Oh, we talked about the cheeseburger, the fries and all that.
No, but there was. I just saw another one that New York was offering like season tickets to the Yankees and like free cruises if you got a vaccine.
Did you see the banner at the Yankees game?
The Trump won, Save America.
Trump won?
Yeah. Did you hear the boos that they got, though?
Oh, did you see the videos from their perspective?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen them?
No.
Oh, dude.
I saw a video from a perspective of, like, on the lower terrace, like, looking up at them.
Oh, there was one where the guy it was two guys, and one of the guys, like, took the heat right away, and the other guy was like videotaping, and they were fucking pissed at them.
Oh yeah.
And he was telling them, "What did I do wrong? What did we do wrong? Everyone hangs banners. What did we do wrong?" And the cops were there and all that shit. And dude, I'm telling you right now.
Surprised they didn't get kicked out.
We live in a fucking Nazi era. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
This is not okay.
I'm honestly surprised they didn't get kicked out of the game.
They got arrested.
Oh,
they
did
were, they? They not only got arrested, they were kicked out of the game and kicked out of there forever. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
We live in a Gestapo. They fucking arrested them, and they were like,
"Would they get arrested?"
The guy was like videotaping the security guards. What did we do wrong? You tell us what you do wrong. He's like, "Fuck you. We don't have to fucking tell you shit." The security guard, "We don't have to fucking tell you shit. Shut the fuck up." And he goes, "You're taking our shit. You're taking our, like, this is ours. This is ours. You let us in with this shit. You let us in." All that stuff.
That's crazy.
We are living in a Gestapo, bro.
I did see that. It's crazy.
Hey, pop that top.
Hey, buddy.
This stuff is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm actually a
nice little mixer.
It's actually not too bad.
Now, can you see yourself putting like a little orange slice, like a little orange zest in there? Actually, because that's what Manhattans usually they get the orange squirt, and then they put like orange zest like around the rim.
Yeah,
almost like a margarita has a salt rim.
Yeah.
They put the orange around the rim, and then they like put an orange slice right on the side.
I could see an orange.
I could do that for sure.
Actually,
feel pretty like self confident, but all right.
Not too shabby.
So the real question is, when are you gonna get a new truck, or when am I gonna get a new truck?
Because
you know, Mike got the Carhartt truck. It's his.
Yep.
Fucking pissed.
I was there.
I told Rob I wish they would make a white Carhartt truck, because I would be all over that shit in a heartbeat. And then Matt got a new truck today. And I was like, I told him after you left, I was like, "Dude, you guys are fucking dicks, dude." And they're like, "What?" I was like, "You kind of left me and Mike behind." And he's like, Rob looks at me like with a serious look, and he's like, what do you mean? I was like, you left us behind. I was like, you've been fighting for all these people to get trucks. And I was like, Mike's still driving a Dodge. You're still driving a Ford. And I'm driving the oldest truck on the block. And he's like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm drunk. I'm not going to talk to you right now. I was like, fuck you, man.
Mess around. Fuck it. Make you some, like, ridiculous deal that he's like,
fuck. Yeah. Dude, Matt fucking, I don't know if he's telling the truth, but he's saying he fucking saved $210 off his last monthly payment.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
For a newer truck. Did you see his truck he got?
No.
It's beautiful, dude.
I haven't seen it yet.
He got a light silver, I think it's the AT4 or whatever. It's like the light gray with the black trim. It's fucking beautiful, man.
I haven't seen it yet.
But he likes the fit. He's got the 1500, you know, all that stuff. I know those are easier to get.
I'm actually thinking if I am going to get one, I'm actually thinking about getting, Chevy just came out with their Eco Diesel, the 3.0 liter.
Yeah.
It's got some pretty good get up.
Yeah.
Not a bad little truck.
Oh, it's a little truck?
It's a 1500.
Oh, with the Eco Diesel?
With the 3.0 liter diesel in it.
Wait, say what? Is that the first ever?
For Chevy, it is. Ram has one.
They have a smaller?
They have a 1500 with a 3.0 liter diesel.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I almost bought one before I bought the Hemi, but I couldn't justify spending, I think it was like an extra like $6,000.
Oh, yeah.
For the Eco Diesel.
Yeah, and your payment on that's like already skyrocket. Yeah.
I couldn't justify spending the extra $6,000.
When Matt told me he went from a 708, which was normal nowadays, right? 708's a normal truck payment. And he's like, yeah, I got it for fucking $515. I was like, you got your truck for fucking $515? I was like, fuck, dude. That's fucking
ridiculous. He probably had some good equity in his old truck.
Well, he did, but he has a dealer. And
I've got pretty good equity in that right now.
Just like I have good equity in that. And that's what I'm saying is like, hey, you guys gave me a fucking brand new fucking or whatever. Even a better year than that. Less than what I have. And Matt was even like, he was at a $480 something payment. And then the gap insurance and then everything on top of that got him to like a 512 or whatever. I was like, fuck, dude, I haven't seen a $500 payment in forever.
I haven't seen one since I bought
it. I'm not looking for it. I don't expect it. Nowadays, fucking shit's fucking expensive. I'm not expecting anything less than 770.
You don't want to know Mike's then.
Huh?
You don't want to know Mike's.
I know Mike's. Yeah.
I was like,
he told me. I asked him, I was like, did you get a lower car payment? He's like, nah. He goes, the only reason I got that truck is because of Olivia. I was like, what? She's like, and he goes, Olivia liked that truck a lot. I was like, you don't want anything to do with it? And he's like, nope. He goes, I loved my truck.
He loves that one now. He told me today.
He told me the same. He goes, like, I love this truck. He goes, I love it. It's amazing. But I wasn't not happy with my last truck.
Well, then especially it was even worse was, you know how he was looking for tires?
45 minutes.
Had him on for 45 minutes.
45 minutes. But at least you guys gave him money for it.
Yeah. But
I didn't get any money for my tires.
I thought it was hilarious.
Do you remember my 1500?
Yeah.
I traded in? I got it, but I had him for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
At least they gave him something
for it. Like, he literally put them on.
Yeah.
Drove here, picked Olivia up. They drove to pick up the kids and then drove up there.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I literally had those tires on for like an hour.
You know what the funniest part is? is we've been hearing a bitch about how hard it is to find those tires for how long?
6 months.
A year maybe.
No, he told me he's been looking for them for like 6 months.
I feel like it's been a year.
I feel like it's been longer, but.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
But.
I feel like it's been a long time.
And then he finally gets them, and then he's like, fuck it.
And then he goes and trades it in. The day he gets those tires in.
Well, he told me, he's like, the only reason why I got them was because I wasn't sure if I was going to buy the new truck. And then if I didn't get the tires because I was going to buy the new one, and then I didn't end up buying them, and then I tried to go back and they were gone, he goes, I would have fucking lost it. Like, I would have lost my mind because I've been waiting for so long for these tires.
But it's Mike. Is he really going to lose his mind?
Well, actually, he even told me, he goes, when they took those off, he goes, I didn't realize how bad they were.
Yeah.
Like, there were spots on it that he said that you were, like, they were starting to get down to where you could see the metal on them.
Yeah.
Like, that's how low those tires were.
What's really funny about the bigger tires that you get is if you don't pay attention and you let them sit or whatever, you don't pay attention, they're really big treads.
And they were dry. He said there were parts of them that were dry rotting.
Yeah. They will dry rot in a heartbeat. They will sit. They will do anything. Even if you rotate those tires all the time, say you have them for 3 years and you have them for 15,000 miles, they're supposed to be 60,000 mile tires. You rotate them, you do all this stuff. You go out one day in like Bullhead City and you're sitting there and they're like older, they'll sit there and rot.
Yeah.
And they will rot right there, then and there.
Yeah.
You go park your truck out for 6 hours, 7 hours to go work, whatever, they will rot.
Yeah.
That's the one bad thing about Bullhead City is you just don't know.
It's the heat.
It's the heat. It'll tear them up. It
kills the tires.
It'll tear them up, man. I had my wheels for 60,000 miles, and I was, like, so grateful, and I was like, all right, I got to do it. Got to do this. Fucking got my wheels, all this stuff, and then I met Rob. And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I got this new truck. I was like, fuck. It felt... it's not a good feeling to fucking put a whole new set of tires on a truck for somebody else.
Yeah.
But I see that girl at Laughlin Ranch all the time.
Yeah.
She works there. She sits there and I go and I look at her truck sometimes and I'm like, that's a beautiful truck. You can't tell me that 1500 wasn't beautiful.
Oh, it was
that,
nice.
That silver fucking, it was a nice looking truck. Was beautiful, beautiful looking truck. So what are you going to do?
Tomorrow?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to keep that for a while. I don't know, man.
You're going to get Tammy a new vehicle.
Tammy's
first.
Tammy's next.
Tammy's next.
Yeah.
But like,
I don't know,
maybe
if we can get a 2-for-1.
In essence, you had what you wanted. Would you want another red one?
No.
Why don't you like red?
I like the red, but I'm just over it. I've had it for 3 years.
You want?
And the truck before that, my Titan was red.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, so I'm over red.
See, I love red.
I'd either go with like a white or a like a silver.
Yeah.
Like a gray.
Like what Matt went, light silver?
Kind of, yeah. Or they have this new color. It's
so
like
red doesn't really make a big like heat issue. Not like black, black car.
Black doesn't even do it.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Black makes a huge difference.
Not the new ones. Not the new cars. Older
cars.
Yes,
it does.
Telling you.
Well,
I watched a thing on YouTube.
I don't know.
Because one of the guys told me this, so I looked it up on YouTube, and they took two identical cars, a black one and a white one.
What years?
They were 2019s,
2020s. Okay, so newer. Okay.
Newer.
Yeah.
They took two identical cars, but one was black, one was white. Had the same exact interior. It was black interior.
Yeah.
And they temp gun the paint. The white one was obviously cooler. The black one was like 40 degrees hotter. The outside of it.
Yeah.
Then they opened the car and they temp gun the inside. The black car was only 2 degrees hotter than the white car was on the inside. And it's because, and they kind of broke it down in the video.
Yeah.
It's because of all the new, like thermal barriers they put in the doors, in the hood.
Yeah, okay.
Or in the roof and underneath.
That makes sense.
Like, they have such good insulation and, like, thermal barriers now.
Yeah.
That the color doesn't really make the inside that much hotter.
That makes a huge difference.
It used to, back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, a black car would be way hotter because there wasn't as good of, like, insulation.
What I wanted to tell you is, like, the only black car I've ever owned was an 04 Cadillac CTS.
Yeah.
And that thing was an amazing, beautiful car.
But hotter than the devil's dick.
When I got in it in the summer, I wanted to scream like a little bitch.
Yeah.
It was so hot to get in it. Now, another thing with the black, now get the temp aside, is you can clean a black car in Bullhead City today.
And in 5 minutes, it's going to look
in
like
five minutes,
you haven't washed it in a month.
You haven't washed it at all.
Yeah.
That's another tough thing.
I will never own another black car out here.
Just because of that.
Yeah.
So it's not because of the heat, like I said.
It's because you can't keep them clean.
Yeah.
You get a car wash, and like I said, 10 minutes later, it looks like
My dad, when I was 16, told me never to own a black car. I bought the black CTS. He told me I was a fucking idiot when I bought it. He said it's a beautiful car when it's clean. I'm telling you right now, my 04 black Cadillac CTS was a fucking sick-ass ride, especially for a fucking 26-year-old, whatever. But it was dirty the next day.
Yeah.
I would go get it clean, and it was dirty the next day.
When I moved out here, I had a black Honda Accord. And I remember when I first moved out here, I, like, used to wash it, like, every, you know, once a week I would wash it.
Yeah.
And then finally, after, like, the first month of being here, I was like, fuck that thing, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't keep it clean.
No.
Like, in California. You can't. In California, I didn't have an issue with it.
No.
I could wash it, and it would stay clean for, like, 2 weeks.
It's a beautiful car. It's a beautiful black car.
And it was good, but
yeah.
The minute I moved out here, man, it was like, you wash it, and, like, the next day, you're like, fuck, did I even wash that thing? Like, it doesn't even look like I washed it.
Looks disgusting.
Yeah.
You do that with white cars here. It doesn't matter. You just got to get used to the fact that you're not
going to Your car is always going to be dirty.
Your car is always going to be dirty. So that's why I've come up to the realization the inside of my car is more important than the outside of my car.
Absolutely.
So, like...
I could not wash my... I mean, I couldn't tell you the last time I washed my truck. It's probably been... 4 months.
Yeah. It's looking a little beat.
January?
It's looking a little beat.
January was the last time I watched it, I think, because it was when we got back from Big Bear.
Really?
Because I had all the salt and everything all over
It. Which you have to do.
So I washed it like the second. Yeah. I made an appointment and washed it like the second day we got back from Big Bear.
Yeah.
Because of all the salt and snow and road debris and everything that was on it, but I don't think I've washed it, the outside of it, since January.
All right. So
I keep the inside. I wipe the inside down like once a week, maybe twice a week, or every 2 weeks. I'll like wipe the inside down.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
See, I need to do that more.
I'll wipe it down. I'll go grab a rag and just get it wet and then just wipe all the dust off of everything.
Yeah. I open the door and I see like kids' footprints and I get like really irritated and I'm like, I don't know why I get irritated. I shouldn't get irritated, but I do.
That's why I have seat covers on the back. Well, I have seat covers because of work. Old work. I put the seat covers on because like during the summer.
Yeah.
When I wasn't with you guys and I was working in the field.
Yeah.
With them, I would be drenched at the end of the day and just covered in dirt. And I didn't want to trash my seats because it's that gray.
Was that a huge difference going over there?
Oh yeah. Just the volume of work and the amount of work. Like, don't get me wrong. When I was over with you guys, like, when we worked, we worked. But it wasn't an everyday occurrence.
Yeah.
Like, when I wasn't.
Was there better camaraderie with my work versus...
Oh, yeah.
The contractor work?
Oh, yeah. Way better.
Yeah.
the contractors, there was a lot of guys that didn't like each other.
I'm telling you right now.
They wouldn't do a lot of things.
I really hope on everything that is on my skin right now. I will tell you right now, I really hope everything that I get to hire, you know.
Yeah.
I want to. So bad.
So you didn't have a say in it, though?
Yeah, I did.
You couldn't have been like, no, I want him?
No, I did.
Oh.
But when we were talking through the whole thing, and it made sense. The other guy answered questions better. He did. And I told Damien that. I told him.
Rubble.
I told him.
Sit.
I printed out the interview, which I'm not supposed to do. And I highlighted the questions that he could have answered better on. But one of the things, like, what I told him, I was like, and I think I told you last time, that interview was tailored to him.
Yeah.
It was so tailored to him. What we were expecting, he should have just, like, let go of what he...
I'll talk to you off, and I'll tell you probably why.
No, I talked to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know about Phoenix?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you.
All right. Well, I told him he should have answered, like, when it came to the budget question, I told him, I was like, I brought you in on the budget, the capital, like, tools and all that stuff. For a reason. It was like, I wanted you to, like, know this. Your answer to the budget question was shit.
Yeah.
And I told him, and I know I'm drunk right now, and, like, I'm kind of, like, thrown out there, but when I talked to him, I was like, I expected you to, like, throw this out there, like, hey, budget serious, like, throw this out there. Aaron's been talking about, like, not spending this money on this, yeah. All this stuff. You do that. Everyone sucks at the budget question. Yeah. Everyone. Richard sucked at it. His whole thing on budget was like, oh, meals. We go on a trip sometimes, and we have to, like, get meals. The other girl, was like, oh, yeah, we go out and we spend some money sometimes. And I'm like, this is a good question for Damien. And he's like, yeah, I don't know much about budget. Me and Donnie look at each other. You sure? You don't know much about budget? Yeah, I don't know much. And we're like, fucking dude, just talk.
Yeah. He'll be all right.
He will be. I can't wait to have him as a supervisor. I know it sounds stupid. Because I didn't hire him now, but... Dude, when we pulled up the meeting, the initial meeting for, like, the scoring, and me and Donnie had already had, like, we had already, like, went to the bar and had drinks and talked about all the interviews, all that stuff, and we were like, yeah. Richard and Damien, boom, number one, number two, can't even, like, nowhere near it. No one came even near it. Then we sat there and we, like, got in the FaceTime with HR. And I was like, hey, Elise, so how'd you feel about everything? She's like, oh, man, Christina killed it. And we were like, I went like this. I, like, put back in my seat, and Donnie started laughing. And I was like,
like, were we in the same
interview? Okay. I was like, why do you think that happened? Oh, she's just like, well versed, all this stuff. I was like, Elise, I didn't even say anything. I was like, I got like tongue shook, and Donnie comes over and goes, did you hear what she said? On Aaron's favorite question, because what I said is like on my favorite question, I said, this is my favorite question. I said that before
you asked it.
I asked it. I said, this is my favorite question. You become the supervisor in 6 months. What happens? Well, Richard and fucking Damien nail it. And so I sat there, and Elise goes, oh, I don't remember that question. Remind me. And I was like, Donnie, remind her. And Donnie is like, comes over the, and this guy's been a fucking, this guy can retire tomorrow. Old guy. I'll show you a picture of him. He fucking has the best hook ever. He goes, Elise, Christina was maybe the worst candidate. And only she barely beat Corey because Corey's brand new. And she goes, oh my gosh. Like, I didn't even realize that. Like, she was like so like set on hiring a woman. So we go through the questions, and we're like, boom, boom. Like, hey, Richard this, Damien this, Richard this. I had to explain myself to why Damien did so good on all these questions and all this stuff. And so then, like, when it got done, Richard was the better candidate at the end of it. But I told Tom, I said, Tom, telling you right now, I fought for Damien way more than what his score looks like. I said, so, like, I want Damien right now. And he goes, okay. Because what Tom, his initial thing was, is if we get two good candidates, we're done. And I was like, all right. So Richard scored high. Damien scored right there. Christina scored like super, like right there. And then Corey Miller like was like done. And I was like, I know Damien and Christina are close. I said, but Damien is way closer. He's way more ready. And what killed Christina was, I asked her in 6 months, you are the successful candidate. What do you want to accomplish in 6 months? And Christina Pilcher goes, I want to change everything in the world. I want to change the rotations. I want to change this. I was like,
trouble.
Oh, there he is.
So, hey, calm down.
All right, Bubbles. Buddy.
Oh, man, I'm done. Where are we at? 50 minutes almost?
Where we gotta get to? An hour?
We can. Did you golf this week?
I golfed on Friday. Me and Robert Terrible.
Where'd you play?
El Rio. Oh. That I'm telling you, JJ, I'm sorry. take better care of your chorus. It's getting shitty, dude.
Yeah, when I played on Sunday, it wasn't the greatest. Was not the greatest. Wasn't the best I've seen it.
So tomorrow's Sunday. What are you doing?
I don't know.
I don't know what we have planned.
Is there any way we can do a 6:30, 6 a.m. tee time?
I don't know. I'll talk to Tammy when I get home.
You know that's in like 6.5 hours?
6.5 hours. I'll talk to her.
I want you to like lay it thick Memorial Day.
Doing?
He's just checking the place out. Hey!
But I'll talk to her. I'll see. I can probably get away.
6:30, 6:30. Yeah.
Get home by like 11.
Well, that's why I was like asking if you worked Monday.
Yeah.
Which sucks, man.
Yeah.
You did a little sad face on me that we didn't golf. We haven't golfed together in a while.
In like 2 weeks.
That's not that long.
It's been like 2 weeks. We usually golf every weekend.
I know.
2 weeks is a long time.
But I thought it was funny. Is like you were like, we haven't golfed forever. I was like, I believe we just did a hookah and we did a scramble together.
2 weeks ago.
A shitty scramble.
It was a shitty scramble.
By the way.
It was. Have you watched any golf this weekend?
No.
Neither have I.
I haven't. All I know is Jordan Spieth is fucking dialed in.
Yeah. I have seen that he's been doing pretty well.
He is dialed in, dude. The guy is just amazing.
Is he winning right now?
I don't know. Are you looking?
Yeah.
All right, you tell me.
See what the Spieth. He is minus 15.
Minus 15. Holy shit, dude! I don't even know what that feels like.
And then Jason Kokorak. He's at 14. And then Sergio's at 10. And that's really it for... Well, and then Ian Poulter. Tony Finau, he's 6 under.
I hope Tony Finau dies forever.
Colin Morikawa, he's 3.
What is Jordan Spieth?
15.
15 under.
Yep.
He shot
4 under today.
Could you ever imagine?
I'd be happy being even par after 4 days.
Could you ever imagine being 15 under? 15 under. Is he in the lead?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like Jordan Spieth.
I do, too.
I really do.
I have my Scotty head cover.
Yes, I know. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I wear the Jordan Spieth golf shoes. Not these. My golf shoes are Spieth.
Well, he does. Mike Patterson has the golf shoes on.
I just bought a new pair of golf sandals.
No, you didn't. What did you buy?
You have to wait and see.
Oh, shit.
I'll show you. I have to look.
But you have to work on Monday, and it sucks, bro.
I bought the Reefs.
Is there any way possible we can wake up at 6 a.m. and go golf tomorrow?
I'm going to talk to Tammy. I don't know what we have planned. I mean, I don't think
6 a.m. We're back at 10:30. Oh my god, those are beautiful.
I just bought them.
Oh my god, those are beautiful.
That's what that top looks like.
Oh my gosh.
It's even got a little.
It's even got a little golf tees, and then the little backs have the. Look, they look like a little golf ball with putting green. Those are going to be my new golf shoes.
Oh my gosh.
Because I can put the.
All right, can we end the podcast? I want to end the podcast on a good note.
Yeah, what do you want to end it on?
I don't know. This is a weird deal because we're on a Saturday. It's a good podcast. Have you even, like, realized we've been on a podcast the whole time?
Yeah.
Everything's recorded.
It is. All right, I'll end it on this joke.
Oh, shit.
Did you know that Chuck Norris has a grizzly bear carpet in his room?
No.
It's not dead. It's just too afraid to move. Good night, guys.